Yeah, cool. I was going to do it. I was like, oh, we didn't do that in the first episode, but that's a better intro. Welcome to Bread Time with your hosts,
Gabriel Valdivia
and Charlie Dietz. Today, I'm going to spring a topic on Gabe here. I'm going to just try to go for one, and it might be a little dark. I think it may be more like insecure feelings breeding than dark, but hey, Gabe, have you ever been like, you know, doing your job day in and day out and think to yourself something like, I don't know if I'm that into design.
I don't know. Every Thursday? Wait, what day is today? Oh, today is Thursday.
Well, yeah, like here, I'll tell you a story first. So I think I'm a designer. I do design all day long. I think about design most of the day. I think I'm pretty much a designer. But there are certain times, like little brief moments where I kind of think, how much does this matter? Like, what value am I bringing to the product sometimes? There's like moments where I have doubt as to how valuable the work I do really is.
Well, I mean, then you probably need to expand on the work that you actually do, or the work that you expect a designer to do. Are we talking about visual design? Are we talking about UX design, or the almighty problem solving? You know, I think when designers struggle to find value in what they do, they're like, yeah, we just solve problems. That's what we do. Everyone has problems. We know how to solve them. And it's about the methodology, kind of like the scientific process for solving X problem. And I think under that umbrella, you know, it's super valuable. But once you go into the micro level,
right,
you know, you're actually pushing UI one pixel to the left, one pixel to the right, or worried about what shade of blue this thing might be. And that abstraction of the problem can get pretty hard to justify as impactful.
Yeah, I think what's interesting is often I feel I hear designers say, like, design is solving problems. And that's, like, really inarguable, right? Like, that's a really good argument, because it's like, cool, yeah, like, you're solving problems. But what, like, one could quickly say, if they're feeling cynical, like, what makes a designer more qualified than anyone else to solve these problems? Why can't just engineers and PMs to solve problems? Why is the designer solving problems?
Some people say that they do too, right? And everyone's a designer. The engineer's a designer. The PM is a designer. And we should all think about design and how it affects the user. That's another approach. I think what gets troublesome is, what is your role in that, in the solution of the problem? Like, what is it that you have to contribute? The way I think about it is, the designer is the person that visualizes ideas and helps drive the conversation forward. Not necessarily the person that comes up with the ideas or that makes a decision of which idea to use or not, but the person who is like the facilitator for that conversation. And that's a useful skill. And I guess an abstraction of actually, so like, you're not the person like building a house or, you know, saving a life, but you are a person who's dealing with ideas and dealing with communication and abstraction of those things in a way that is useful.
Yeah, I think idea generation is actually pretty fun for me, like, because I'm not weighed down with other problems. Like, as an engineer, I'd be weighed down with, like, getting the thing to work. Like, there's a lot of problems associated with that, understanding the best way to build something. There's a lot of weight to all that stuff. Being a designer gives me a little bit of freedom to, like, play, right? Like, if I generate more ideas, my team is generally more happy because there's more options to choose from to, like, choose the right thing. So that part does seem valuable to the design job without question, like, because we do have the freedom to generate ideas. We're not bogged down with responsibilities in other ways. So I think if we're not generating tons and tons of ideas, we could be considered less valuable to the team.
Yeah. Is it about the generation of the ideas or connecting dots that are already kind of circulating in the team? Because I feel like some engineers, MPMs, want to participate in that generation of ideas. And if you do belong to a team where there's a lot of ideas already bouncing off people's heads, what is it that you do? Do you just generate more and more ideas, or?
I think you gotta read the room. Like, if a lot of people are participating in the product thinking, you gotta like tie into that stuff to get everyone on board. There are certain situations where people are just like, cook it up, we'll build it. And in those situations, I think there's a lot more responsibility on the product thinking of the designer by themselves. And in that case, I think that stuff is then very, 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 very valuable as part of the process, because you have to be responsible for it. The interesting stuff is, at least like, we're doing this like digital design, right? Like, usually mobile kind of interfaces mainly. Like, that's the type of, well, not you really, you're doing like virtual interfaces. I don't know what you call that stuff. The point is, like, we're doing interfaces, right? And part of that job, the way we both are employed to do it, is that there is visual design to that. And I could imagine at any moment, a framework of design patterns become so good that all like UI design could just be like said, hey, like, you know, like what happened with Bootstrap kind of like on the internet for a hot second. Like it was like all the websites are Bootstrap now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, well, designers still need, but, you know, I just can change a couple colors in Bootstrap and I have a website that looks the way I want it to. Okay, but, right, mm-hmm. like there's this weird thing that I feel visual design is constantly under the gun of being like eliminated in a lot of cases by just a really good framework that solves all of that interface issue that has to do with visual design.
Well, let me take it a step further. It is probably unarguable that the leading platform for design today is mobile. If you buy into the assumption that in the future, the platform will be some combination of VR, AR, artificial intelligence, and so on.
Voice commands. Like
yeah. Right. If you agree with that assumption, then the role of the designer becomes more and more abstract.
Right.
So in VR today, we have 3D artists who are very good at making art in 3D. We have prototypers. We're very good at making prototypes. We have engineers. We have PMs. And you know, all of them are really as specialists in their roles. And then you have the designer. A lot of us come from the mobile world where like a designer does everything. A designer does the visuals and the interactions, the prototyping, the spreadsheets, the idea generation, all of it. Are can now insert into this VR world where like what does a designer actually do, with the understanding that there are, you know, more capable people that can do a better 3D model or can do a better prototype or so on.
Right, like let's say you're doing like a voice interface like Alexa style thing, right, or Siri style thing, and you have a content strategist,
right, and a voice actor.
So right. What does the designer do there?
Yeah, I mean it's it, the role becomes so abstract that it could apply to anything. It could apply to business, to like being a butcher, to anything. It's just like such an abstract methodology of defining a problem, figuring out, it's just the scientific method, right? Like coming up with hypotheses and validating those hypotheses and connecting the dots in the team. And that's what the designer does. It's like design, like capital D design, like in the broader term. It's not really visuals. It's not really much to do with the execution, but with the cohesion of the whole thing.
One thing I think that doesn't go away is the designer can always be the representation of the user experience. It's easy for a lot of the other professions to get wrapped up in their objectives, but the designer can constantly look at what is being built from the user perspective.
Not really. I mean, that's a user researcher. If you're in an organization that has a researcher, that is their role. They're the representative of the user. The designer is still somewhere in the middle, right, connecting all those dots.
Okay, yeah. In a lot of cases, there is a user researcher. In a lot of cases, that's not a role that is like, you know, like smaller companies just don't have that opportunity to have a researcher. But the designer may take on those research style roles in that case, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of grim because like basically what we were saying is like there's a lot of opportunity for the designer, capital D, to be eliminated in this process in a lot of ways. But I really, like practically speaking, don't believe that it'll happen at all, because I think at the very least, for a very, very, very long time, people will want a designer on the team. And even though they may not say it, there are certain things that a designer tends to bring to a team that are a little more floating through the ether. Like, I think secretly a lot of people do rely on a designer for some sense of, in quotations, taste, right? Like there's this element that a designer brings, which is an element of refinement.
But now we're not talking about problems anymore. We're talking about quality. We're not trying to decide whether we survive or not. We're trying to decide what is the quality of life once you do survive. Right. So once the problem is solved, can you deliver an experience that is aspirational and aligned with some sort of idea of what good is? Mm-hmm. And that is very hard to defend. Right. Because it's such a luxury. It really is a luxury. And only a few companies can afford to have that luxury. So I think designers very quickly revert back to like, no, we're problem solvers. Don't worry about it. We don't want to make it pretty. We just want to solve the problem. On the way to solving the problem, we'll make it pretty. But it, that does a little bit of a disservice, because I do think that a lot of what we do is bring that taste and actually improve the quality of the whole overall experience in a direction that we all agree is better. Like, tasteful is not necessarily good or bad. You know, it's just a direction that
it's you choose. Style.
Yeah, exactly. So like, so the designer provides that style.
Like, you want the refined, tasteful style? Bring on a designer. Like, you could get that. But you could also get a designer be like, oh, we want our app to feel like trashy AF. Like, the designer could probably emulate, you know, something that feels like really messy or crazy or something. Like, the designer should hopefully be like, I think generally we think of designers as not artists. Like, we've defined the profession against art in a lot of ways, but when it comes down to it, like, the designer still brings the artistic stuff often into the product.
Man, you're gonna have a lot of designers with pitchforks outside our door, because like they spent decades fighting that like perception.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, like, I've fought that perception. I don't think it's the same thing, but it tends to be that the designer brings artistic elements into the process, which they wouldn't be there any other way. Like, you can, at the very least, where do illustrations come from? They don't come from engineering.
Like, would you say then that people that don't care about style or art are not designers?
Good one.
Yeah, because I mean, I've met some people who have fallen out of love with icons and color and layout or whatever, and they just use whatever framework is available, whatever system is available, to just accomplish a task. Are those people not designers? Are they something else?
So, like, I could design a framework of, like, code, let's say, right? And that could sound very not artistic on any level, but there are artistic decisions I'm making in that process. Like, there are styles to a framework. There are decisions that are somewhat arbitrary that are made in all frameworks, and therefore they are designing it, and therefore that is kind of like artistic choices, right? There's choices in there that are very practical as well, which are more like design-oriented choices. But sometimes it's like, yeah, tabs for spaces, right? Like, that is an artistic choice, really, when it comes down to it. So go back to the question at the beginning then, does my profession matter? And I think the answer is undoubtedly yes, but it doesn't always matter the same way. In a lot of ways, I think design ends up filling in the gaps sometimes that need to be there, right? Like, if there is not strong product thinking on the team, design will probably do that. If there's not a good sense of visual design, design will probably do that. It's filling in those gaps that need to be in place to help make a well-rounded, well-crafted product. Therefore, I think, yeah, it's like, I think there's more definition to our jobs and this profession than has been, at least within like the electronic design space or whatever.
But that sounds like the definition of what a PM should do.
Well, the PM does the same thing, but from the way that what they're managing is the team, right? PM is managing work getting done and what the product is becoming. The designer is like more focused on the product than the team.
Let me give you an alternate definition. And I just thought about this, so it might be totally wrong. But the designer is the person that brings that introduces an opinion into the product. And that opinion could be manifested as visuals, as certain choices that you make. You know, that's the design, right? You choose to use spaces versus tabs. That's the choice that you made, and that's your opinion. I think that is what characterizes design. So as a designer, you come into a team and you're like, there's all these fires that need to be put out. Let me put them out in a certain way, right? Let me in a certain direction. That's my opinion.
Kind of sounds like you're the one who thinks designers are artists.
It's what separates a product from every other product, right? That separation might be well-executed problem solving. It could be great visuals, great illustrations or whatever. But the designer is usually what the person that is responsible for directing that product in a direction that the whole team agrees on.
All right, you heard it here first. We'd love to know what you think about this kind of thing. Does your job matter? It's a hard one to ask, but I think it's good to know these things, because if you have this on the top of your mind, you know where you can have the most impact. You know where you might have to defer your like influence when someone else may just be more specialized than you in something. It's good to like have these things on top of your mind. So I think we've got a Slack channel. It's called bread time. I forgot. You told me the other day. So yeah, if you'd like, we'd love to hear from you. One of the ways to do it is you can find us on Twitter. We're Breadtime FM. And I should say that more confidently.
Is it, we're getting back in the game.
We're Breadtime FM on Twitter. If you want to send us a DM on there, we've got a Slack channel as well where we talk about some of this stuff. And we can invite you in and you can become part of the discussion. So thank you very much for listening to this second episode of season 2 of Breadtime.